June 14, 2026. Today's reading from Discovery. Thought for the week. Opening prayer. Risen Savior, what a privilege and joy it is to worship you today, to come into your presence and offer you praise. Read Psalm chapter 41. For the director of music, a psalm of David. Blessed are those who have regard for the weak. The Lord delivers them in times of trouble. The Lord protects and preserves them. They are counted among the blessed in the land. He does not give them over to the desire of their foes. The Lord sustains them on their sick bed and restores them from their bed of illness. I said, "Have mercy on me, Lord. Heal me, for I have sinned against you." My enemies say of me in malice, "When will he die and his name perish?" When one of them comes to see me, he speaks falsely, while his heart gathers slander, and he goes out and spreads it around. All my enemies whisper together against me. They imagine the worst for me, saying, "A vile disease has afflicted him. He will never get up from the place where he lies." Even my close friend, someone I trusted, one who shared my bread, has turned against me. But may you have mercy on me, Lord. Raise me up, that I may repay them. I know that you are pleased with me, for my enemy does not triumph over me. Because of my integrity, you uphold me and set me in your presence forever. Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. Amen and amen. Reflect. When have you experienced God's deliverance from a tough situation? Pray for someone you know who needs similar deliverance. Some people always seem to be having a hard time, always in some kind of trouble. Yet in today's psalm, we notice that the Lord has a special concern for the weak, and if we care for others in times of need, we find ourselves included in his blessing. The psalmist gently moves himself into the position of one of the weak. Acknowledging his sin, he cries out to God about the evil of his enemies. They speak about him, wishing he would die. They imagine and tell others that he is finished. Even his close friend seems to have given up on him. As in Jesus' experience, Mark chapter 14, verse 50, those close to their suffering friends may turn away, but God stays close to those who love him. Even in his deep despair and loneliness, the psalmist asserts his faith in God, who upholds him and in whose presence he has eternal confidence. Out of the depths, he praises his faithful God. We, like the psalmist, are the ones who are weak. Yet we have a God who sides with those who know that they are needy. Apply. Out of thankfulness to God for his rescue of you, how might you stand with someone else today who is suffering and alone? Closing prayer. I praise you, Father, for your mercy that protects and saves me, for your loving care that will never fail me.